This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello and welcome inside hour two of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yo.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Now, I want to apologize right now because I didn't know this was going to happen tonight. I have to figure something out, but we're on the air doing the show.
Yeah.
I have to figure it out after the show. My internet and my cable just went out again in the last few minutes.
Shocker, because you have dial-up.
And I missed the Mets' last at-bat against the Dodgers. Can you tell me what happened? It was 2-0. The Mets are winning. Can you tell me what happened? Because I missed it. What happened? What happened when the Mets
make it to the
Do you have to wait to get online late at night when, like, hey, no one's using their phones now because it's 11:30 at night? I made coffee at 9 o'clock and I'm going to drink it now so I can be online until 3 a.m.
And then you sat there and you waited an hour for that one picture to download. I know you.
The plug.
Hoping someone wouldn't pick up the phone and I just lost the connection. Don't pick up the phone. What are you doing? I mean, this is how long ago that was, right? Was not only was it where you would get online and if someone picked up the phone to make a phone call, it would knock you offline. It was
wasn't
back
that
when,
long ago, Jason.
It was back when people, this wasn't long ago, where people were still using landlines. Like, no, like, who uses landlines anymore?
Well, certainly
nobody
not for
does.
That. Yeah,
no.
I mean, we have one, but That's more.
Oh, yeah. Pam thinks like in like whatever apocalypse comes, that a landline's going to be worth it. So we keep a landline.
I'm like, what a waste of money.
Because what's going to happen? When the zombies come, we're going to be able to make phone calls. That's what's going to happen.
In the end, minimal cost addition to your sure. bundling of stuff. So you go through it. But I just remember thinking of those days where the downloads and everything were so slow. Is back in college when we'd be going out on a Friday night, whatever, dinner, movie, whatever the hell we were going to do as a group. One guy always stayed back, and then we'd come back and he'd be all excited because I got a couple of pictures to download. It's like, dude, we were gone 5 hours. Just go down to the newsstand if you need it that badly. But the idea of these free pictures were out there of these ladies.
What about when people would send you stuff, right? Just because everybody would forward everything, right? Oh, I saw it forward, and you wouldn't know what it was, and you would have to go, do I really want to spend 5-7 minutes waiting for this, whatever this is, to download? I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
And do I trust the guy that's sending it?
I'm not going to do it. Yeah, no, I'm not going to do it. Like, you get a, hey, like, not a fake check this out, like it's someone who's stolen identity and wants to, hey, check this out. Or the new one on Facebook is, wow, so sorry to hear he passed. I'm very sad, right? And it's like, wait, what's that?
Yeah, he had a good run.
It's like, you get to, wow, wait, check this out, whatever it is. This is so funny. I'm like, do I really want to sit there for the next 5 to 7 minutes to see what this is? Do I really think it's going to, is it really going to
you
be
did
funny?
Though.
Is it really worth it? No, not all the time. If it was something that someone sent to a bunch of people, I didn't do it because I'm like, I could just talk to that person. Hey, did you ever open up that thing? Oh yeah, it was a stupid joke. Oh great, glad it didn't take that time. But if you sent it just to me, then I would spend time opening it. But you send it to other people, now I'd wait. I go, someone will tell me if it's worth it.
And now I have relatives that forward every Aaron Rodgers-like conspiracy theory. So every 15th email might actually have something of use, but it all goes into spam. So until someone say, hey, did you see that family photo that they sent? That was great. I'm like, no. No, honestly, I didn't, because I didn't want to sort through the rest of the crap. So no, I did not.
Two updates to give you right now. Major League Baseball, it is the top of the fourth inning, and it is the Mets leading the Dodgers 4-0. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4-0 over Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Pete Alonso, buddy. Yeah. Hey, Frostburg, how do you feel? The guy you're going to get, you feel like you're going to get in August with a big RBI single as part of that Mets.
A bat and two hats.
Two-run third inning. And also, 10:43 to go in the third quarter. The Pelicans' lead is now 12 over the Kings, 59-47. Again, Valanciunas is having a huge night. He's got 14, but now Brandon Ingram starting to heat up. He's got 12 to go along with 5 rebounds and 3 assists. The Pelicans are getting it from everywhere tonight. Their bench is contributing. Just Herb Jones hasn't taken a shot. He's got 3 turnovers.
How about it? We mentioned Herb yesterday. Herb's done nothing.
Yeah. And I love, you know, funny, listening to the Pelicans play-by-play guys against the Lakers the other night, everybody else, they say it, but Herb Jones is just Herb. Like, you know, Valanciunas does this, and Nance is here, and Alvarado, and Ingram, and then it's Herb to Herb in the corner.
I kind of dig
three,
that.
No good. It's
the Herb for three.
It's the Herb.
The herb for three.
Hey, man, herb for three. It's 4:20, man. Hey, herb for three.
That's tomorrow,
you know,
man.
Yeah, man. Just an hour away on the East
Coast,
man.
Almost there, man. You know, you ever look at the ridges of your thumb and think like, hey, that could be a new song in there, man. That's really
I know it's
cool.
Tomorrow, man, but remind me. I might forget, man.
Hey, are you guys sitting together when you both go to the Dodgers-Mets on Sunday?
I don't
and
think so.
And if so, can we live stream it?
No, I'll definitely be posting from, you know, we'll be going for the sweep on Sunday.
You
want to
see me uppercut Smith? Just
yeah, no, very excited. In fact, we're bringing one of Zoe's best friends, who's a huge Dodger fan, is going. And I said to her, I said, okay, I want to play a joke on her. So what's that? I said, I got to tell her that she comes to the game, but she's got to wear Mets gear. And I have Mets gear for her. She's got to wear it. And let's see how long, keep it going, and see if she actually says, no, I won't go. If I have to wear Mets gear, I'm not going to go. I'm not
going
to go.
She's not going.
So I'm seeing how long it's going to be until I actually tell her, no, you can wear Dodgers gear. It's fine.
Zoe's a Dodger fan, too.
Yeah, I said, because she's grown up a Dodger. Look, I've told her, you can root for whoever you want to. I don't care. I'm going to give you a couple of teams you can't root for. And now she's turning on me because I tell her, you can go to college anywhere you want to, but you're not going to Georgetown. She's why I go, you're not going to Georgetown.
Oh, it's a great school, Zoe.
Yeah, Georgetown's a great school, but there's no way. Because
I hear it's great.
there's many
things. You're
going to
love it there.
Look, there's a lot of things I can get by with in life. I don't have more hate sports-wise for anything other than Georgetown. I really don't. I hate Georgetown. I can't.
Is it really about the Jesuits? Is that the problem?
Yes, that's what it is. Is that nothing to do with basketball or John Thompson or anything? No. But I said no Georgetown. And Pam is saying no Ohio State. Obviously, being a Michigan, you know, family, she's not going to Ohio State. But I said anywhere else you could go. So funny Shakespeare lady the other day, we're sitting there hanging out with a couple of other friends. She goes, so I know it's really early, Zoe, but have you thought about colleges yet? And Zoe goes, yeah, Georgetown. I'm like, okay.
Oh, good for her. Zing.
No, not happening. Someone else can pay for you to go to Georgetown. Good luck.
Oh, your dad would.
Yeah, good luck. You'll book your own flight to D.C. Someone else will pay for you there, and you can stay there for 4 years.
Your dad will pay for it from all his Yankees winnings this year.
No, my dad hates Georgetown as much as I do. We both went to Syracuse. My dad went to Syracuse.
He might hate it a little bit less.
No.
So, you want to talk about Stonehenges?
Oh, no. There's things.
Look, come on. Sometimes you got to let hate go, buddy. I mean, that's been 30 years.
There are things my dad would do clearly to win over Zoe's affections over me, but Georgetown is like, no, I'm going against the family there. That's like where suddenly, hey, okay. That's like in The Sopranos where, you know, Christopher, you went a bridge too far there in the last season. Sorry, spoiler. That's the degree of level of what that would be. So that's not happening.
Oh, okay.
Not happening. Now, we got Jason Cole coming up in a few minutes. I have some big NFL topics to get to, including Dak Prescott saying, I'm not saying I'm puzzled why I'm not getting paid by the Cowboys, but how about a couple of big NBA playoff bold predictions, right? For the first round of the playoffs and on, I'll give you the first one, Mike, and I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. I told you last week, Milwaukee Bucks are a team that can lose in the first round.
Yep.
Yes. Give me Indiana over Milwaukee. The Bucks have so many problems. Yes. It's no Giannis. That's a really big deal. Doc Rivers is just flailing right now. He's changing lineups in the last week of the regular season, trying to figure out what works and what doesn't. The Bucks are just spiraling right now. And they're a bad matchup for the Pacers. Pacers are 4-1 against them this year. It is time for Tyrese Halliburton to show the world he's a superstar. Because the big-time NBA fans know who he is. Hey, he's on Team USA. He's going to be the point guard. The only point guard they really got. So, okay. But this is where everybody gets to see him nationally and see what a big deal he is and how good he is. Give me the Pacers in this upset. They knock the Bucks out in the first round and really pretty much just end Doc Rivers' coaching career because he's not coming back to come. If this happens, no one's hiring him again. It's not happening.
Well, I don't think he gets fired, though, unless Giannis gives the say-so.
You think Giannis, after another first round exit, I think Giannis.
Well, if he doesn't play in it, then you know, and they've done everything else. Because I got to imagine Doc didn't ascend to that throne without Giannis's okay, right? Likewise, the arrival of Dame Lillard,
That doesn't mean that it's okay. I'm not the coach.
Yes, obviously. Yes,
I loved you a year ago. Now I don't like you so much. You're out. That's how it goes.
Look, that happens every day. I mean, last night at midnight, there were 31 songs, and 30 of the 31, or 29 of the 31, whatever, were about guys that, for a while, were okay in the Swiftian world, and are not any longer. But for Giannis, you know, he's got to get back out on the court, and you're dancing, you know, trying to make different combinations. You know you gave up a lot with your defense when you made the move to bring in Lillard, and we've talked about end-of-game situations and their struggles. If they were in a play-in game, I'd say, all right, yeah, for a one game, they could get him. For a series, yeah, I'm out on the Bucks, and I have been. We've been out on them for weeks, right? This is not a new phenomenon. We've watched the struggles ever since Doc took over, and it's still puzzling, and I want the tell-all book like we got with the Patriots, right? Here's everything that's gone wrong, and now here's Robert Kraft's version of everything that went wrong, and I'm going to screw you out of potentially getting a job, allegedly, and all of these things. At 30-13, when Griffin went, what the hell was so bad at that point?
I know.
That, right? You bring in Doc, and then you're a sub-500 team down the stretch. That's riddle me that, Batman. That's the biggest part of it.
No, look, and I can't tell you for a second that I think Doc Rivers knows how to get them out of this. I mean, look, he's gonna wind up being out. The other one I'm gonna give you is this, right? If we both like the Bucks going out,
yeah,
I'm gonna give you the Mavericks in the Western Conference Finals.
Look at you.
I will give you the Mavericks in because. If you believe in karma or it being someone's time, this kind of looks like it's Luka and Kyrie's time to achieve whatever they're going to achieve as a duo, right? Kyrie's getting a little bit older. He's going to be in his mid-30s soon. But they have really gotten it done this year. And again, I'm stunned that Kyrie has been as good as he has. He's been able to stay in the lineup and not talk his way out into some kind of controversy. But you look at where they're at. And they got the Clippers in the first round, and Kawhi Leonard is hurt, and you have no idea what you're going to get. And we've seen the Clippers lose in the playoffs. This is going to be too dynamic of an offense for the Mavericks. And then looking what they have next, if they're looking at you're talking about Oklahoma City, I'll take Dallas in that series if they somehow get out of that. I'll easily take Dallas to make it to the Western Conference Finals and win that series. Luka and Kyrie can do it all by themselves. It just looks like this is their year to make a lot of noise, and I love the matchups they can have ahead of them in the first two rounds, and I really think the Mavericks, you're going to see them in the Western Conference Finals.
Well, they made some good moves, bringing in P.J. Washington, who's averaged about 13 points a game. Daniel Gafford, because this is the obligatory. There's a guy that the Bulls once had roaming the middle and decided, you don't get playing time and we ship you out. So he was a wizard for a minute. See, I got to bring that in as well.
Wizard.
So the two of them, giving them great work in the, you know, as the back line. So opportunity there. And one of the few 2019 draft choices that hasn't found his way to Lakerland just yet, but I'm gonna still gonna take the Clippers. I still have fear of Kyrie.
You're afraid of something. You're afraid of speech right now. That's what you're.
I was afraid. Like I started to converge, Kyrie and Kyrie history suddenly rearing its head versus Kawhi Leonard and the injuries rearing their head. So tried to do that transition and instead just butchered it all around in the brain, but. Clippers playing well after a bit of a funk and now rested for a full week. I'll take them because I know that on occasion they can still pretend to play defense.
Pretend. The Mavericks do not. You said pretend.
Yeah, but the Mavericks don't even pretend.
Pretend.
They don't even try. They're not even doing the acting class for that.
I don't know if they're going to have to, man. If every night is, hey, Luka's got 38 and Kyrie's got 32 and 10 assists. Look, that might be all they need, man. That really might be all they need.
We'll see.
That's going to be something. I told you, the Western Conference playoffs is going to be murder.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Exit How About a Fresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Speaking of playoffs, the Pelicans and the Kings midway through the third quarter. Kings are cutting into the Pelicans' lead a little bit now, make it 69-61, an 8-point lead for New Orleans. Still a big night from Valanciunas with 16-10. Meanwhile, De'Aaron Fox already with 25 for the Kings, and Domantas Sabonis, 14-10, 5 assists and 3 steals. He's heading towards a quadruple-double, but again, it might not be enough because the Pelicans are starting to roll here. So again, we'll keep you updated on that. Again, 8-point lead by the Pelicans. They have been in control of this since the early part of the second quarter. But coming up next, we got Jason Cole stopping by, all the latest news in the NFL. Are we really looking at Dak Prescott being an ex-member of the Dallas Cowboys in a year? And where are the guys going in the draft? Where are the quarterbacks going to go? Who's trading up? Keep it right here. Jason and Mike, NFL Draft Overload, next on Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. We'll have more in the NBA coming up in a bit. Don't miss draft night next week. Fox Sports Radio, Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft. Jay Glazer, Steve Keim, LeVar Arrington, Rob Stone, they will have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick, followed by our show right after, as we normally do, first round of the draft, next Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round, right here on Fox Sports Radio, presented by Express Pros. Well, joining us now on the hotline to break down all the latest news in the NFL, he will be joining us in a couple of seconds. Now, normally I like to say, hey, you know, he's a Hall of Very Good voter. He's a longtime NFL insider. Jason Cole is going to join us. But I didn't know this, Mike Harmon, but he has something allegedly, and I have to say allegedly, in common with Bill Belichick. And
really?
I say allegedly. And, yeah, and I don't mean that, hey, he used to be someone that was so amazingly famous and treated the media with disdain, and in the last couple of months, now he's hanging out with Pat McAfee. No. I don't mean that. I don't mean.
Well, he was hanging out. Did he go to some college lacrosse games?
I don't mean. No, I don't mean that. I mean, you know, I think you got to put some more attack up front and wind up. I think your defense is struggling a little bit.
I'm making the Belichick's "Go Cats" my ringtone from last weekend.
No, he's got something in common with Bill Belichick, because Belichick said earlier this week, because, you know, now that, you know, he can't coach in the NFL anymore, he's got 8 Lombardis, but I'm hanging out with Pat McAfee, that he's never had a cup of coffee in his life. And Jason Cole, longtime NFL insider, can relate, because he says he's never had a cup of coffee in his life. He joins us now on the hotline. J. Cole, is that true, or are you just looking for clicks?
Because nothing says clicks like me talking about whether I've had coffee or not. Is that what we're saying?
You know what? In 10 minutes, you hang up that phone, Folgers is going to be at your door. Watch what happens. Watch what happens.
That's right. They're going to be. I'm going to get that giant, like, is it that, like, 48-ounce, you know, metal tin of coffee from Folgers that you get at grocery stores? No, I have never had a full cup of coffee. I've had like a sip or two and didn't like it.
They're gonna throw it through your window. The big coffee can come through your window with a note attached to it.
Drink this or die. I believe that coffee is akin to, you know, studying the Jets draft history.
Well, no. I mean, it's wow. It's a lot better than that. You feel a lot better after drinking a couple of sips of coffee than you do looking at the Jets draft history.
Vernon Golston. Shall we go? It's Quentin Couples.
No, like I said. I was just
looking over this. You know, like Dean Milliner. Let's have some of the all-time highlights. Are you looking forward to pick number 10 next week?
Yeah, I am, because I'm thinking it's either going to be Alt or Bowers, which we need, so I'm okay.
Alt or Bowers? You think you're going to get Alt at 10?
Or Bowers. I'm okay with either of them at 10. Sure. Quarterbacks are going to go. Listen, we're either getting one of those guys or we're getting one of the wide receivers. There's only 10 picks, and like 8 of them are going to be quarterbacks. So eventually other positions are going to get drafted somehow.
Everybody's trying to get for quarterback, including guys who are not even in this draft. They're getting ready to draft like the 14-year-old who's playing at LaSalle High School. You know, like that's what they're trying to do. Everybody's so desperate for quarterbacks in the NFL that they're looking that far ahead.
Dude, Arch Manning is going to get drafted this year. Just watch. Watch him go 7th overall.
I think he even thrown a pass in Texas.
Doesn't matter. Does it really matter? No, it doesn't. He's going 7th.
He's a Manning. He's got to go with a single-digit pick right now. Matt Verderam from Sports Illustrated put out his one mock draft, and he had quarterbacks going 1, 2, 3, and 4. I was like, This is nuttiness. It's just craziness. And Matt's a good friend of mine, and, you know, he's not really taking it very seriously. But he just thought, let's go totally absurd and have quarterbacks 1 through 4. Well, you know, something that's never happened in the history of the league.
You know, because honestly, look, I think when it gets down to it, right, it's been
something. Kellen Clemens.
He was a second-round pick, okay? Second-round pick.
Who else? Oh, Nagel. Browning Nagel. Yeah,
you know, other teams have had bad picks in the last 35 years. It's not just the Jets, okay?
Going all the way back to 1992 for that one.
Browning Nagel. He had a great first game against the Falcons, threw for like 350 and 3 touchdowns. I said, we found our quarterback, and I think we cut him a year later.
Hackenberg. Sort of like Hackenberg, right?
Yeah, he's never even made it on the field. He's never even played. You know, I look at it this way, to get away from the Jets quarterbacks, because I want to be happy and have coffee.
I'm not doing that. I'm going to stay right on the subject. Don't worry.
Here's what I want you to do. When we're done, I want you to get off the phone. I want you to spend tonight. I want you to drink coffee and come up with a We Didn't Start the Fire and talk about all the bad Jets draft picks from the beginning of the draft until now. Just go through, make them all rhyme, do a whole big Billy Joel thing, all the worst Jets picks, all the way through.
Mark Sanchez, yeah, something like that. Yeah, we can do it all.
Yeah.
Al Woodall. You can throw that one in there.
You'll need coffee, Calvin Pryor. You'll need coffee when you put those together. But, you know, I look at it this way with the draft, is that we've had the artificial hyping up of J.J. McCarthy, and maybe you're a little nervous about Drake May, and I understand that, and Bo Nix is rising a little bit, and so is Michael Penix, but I really think when it comes down to it, that once we get past pick 2, teams are going to go, ooh,
do we really want to give up everything here for the quarterbacks? Like, because Jaden Daniels is going to wind up going 2 overall because he has to. He's such a good player. He's so talented. Anything you want, the guy showed you last year. But once we get out of Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, it's, ooh, do we really like this guy? Do we really want to mortgage our future on this guy? Like, is it just there's a lot of quarterbacks that are not bad? I think there's going to be a little bit of, hey, we're going to come to our senses a bit after the second pick as a quarterback.
Well, I'm glad you remember all the things that I said last week during my appearance on the show.
You don't even remember what you said last week on the show.
Pretty much, that was the script.
I don't think that's at all what you said. I think you came on and said, Stanford in the ACC, and Jim Porter hates me in the Hall of Fame voting, and I'm not drinking coffee.
We'll find it out. Frostburg will go find out, and he will say, oh, yeah, pretty much verbatim. That's what Cole said last week. I agree.
You think Frostburg's rolling on your interview last week? Like, we save that for something? Like you bring value that we need more than 8 seconds after you get off the air with us?
Absolutely. Why do you guys have been calling me for 42 years. There's a reason for that, okay? So let's just put it in that context. So,
dude, you signed a one sandwich 42-year deal, and you got to wait till the end for your next sandwich.
God, who was my agent on that deal? God,
you had Scott Boris. He held you out all the way till the end, and then you had to sign that deal because nobody else was putting you on the air.
I signed the Blake Snell deal of sandwiches.
That's right. It.
No, yeah, Jordan. No wonder I got to fire Boris this week, just like Jordan Montgomery did. to take this back to having a semi-intellectual discussion, and not to bring up Mekhi Becton, but just to say, look, I think you're absolutely right, and because I know I was right when I talked about the subject last week, is you have to start sitting there and going, whoa, let's just tap the brakes here for 1 second. What are we really doing here? Like, even the idea of Jaden Daniels going to, like, how did he become this good this fast? I mean, I know he had a great season statistically, but is he really a great quarterback? And Caleb Williams, as a player, no question, right? Like, you watch that and you say, being able to throw, on different angles and different arm angles and all those things. But even he's sometimes, you think, a little bit of a stretch at number one because he's just a little goofy for a quarterback, and he's a little on the small side. So it's like, hey, can we just hesitate for a second and go, okay, Caleb Williams clearly the number one. He deserves to go number one. Washington definitely has to take a quarterback. There's no question about it. They need to invest in a guy. They need to try and solve this. Dan Quinn knows he needs to do this. You have a new owner who wants to have a quarterback because nothing, there's nothing more fun than a new owner drafting a new quarterback and getting excited about that guy. He's building his fantasy football team. So Josh Harris can build his fantasy football team this way. But after that, you just got to sit there and go, is Drake May Mark Sanchez reincarnate? And I'm not doing that as a Jets comment, but it works that way. But, you just sit there and go, is this the second coming of Mark Sanchez? And you look at J.J. McCarthy and you go, what was it, 34 passes in the fourth quarter, whatever your stat was that you threw out last week or something. I mean, it's a crazy low number of high leverage plays where he had to make a big, big throw. And I know he was terrific in the national championship game. And so that gives you some hope, but really in the top five? And I completely went, turned the corner on Michael Penix because I was worried about his throwing motion. And then I watched him in the two playoff games, and I was like, oh, well, I was wrong on that. This guy's a stud. He's, he's got an amazing release, and he throws it downfield with amazing courage and amazing accuracy. Like, I just love him as a thrower. But then you sit there and go, he's got the knees of an 80-year-old man. And you just go, like, am I really going to invest in that? So, yes, I think ultimately people are going to say, wait a second, it's going to be a lot like, what was it, the Zach Wilson draft, to bring that up again. Where,
thanks for that. Thanks.
No problem.
Where I had to get one more.
When you had Jones, everybody was worried about whether Jones was going to go, number three, and then he doesn't go number three, and it's like he drifts to number 15. And then the Patriots take him. I know that people, give Belichick crap about taking Jones, but he at least didn't trade up for him, right? Like, he didn't do what the 49ers did and trade up for a kid who has barely played, who flashed a little bit, who wasn't as good as the seventh round pick that they took a year later, right? So I just say I hope people show some patience with the quarterback position, even though I do expect that at least five of these guys are going to go in the first round, and if six go, okay, let's see what happens. And again, maybe the first eight picks, and that will give you a possibility of a Dunze at number 10. You have eight quarterbacks go, Arch Manning goes number 7, as you have predicted. Then, Marvin Harrison goes number 9, and you guys get a Dunze at 10. I think that's a great pick.
I'm with you, Ardarius Stewart. I'm with you, Jason Cole. You can follow him on Twitter, at Jason Cole 62.
Your best quarterback you have taken ever, though, in the last – since Namath was Troy Taylor, of course.
No, come on. Pennington was good until his arm fell off. Come on, man. He was good until his arm fell off.
Troy Taylor, because he now touches at Stanford. He's now my favorite former Jets quarterback. Pennington's way up there.
Okay.
See what I did there? Yeah, I threw you a little love. But I was just looking at this list, like Nagel, Clemens, Sanchez, Hackenberg, Darnold, Wilson. My favorite quote of this past week was that Joe Douglas saying that they still consider Zach Wilson an asset.
He's going to start, J. Cole.
He's going to change.
Over under 10 plays. Let's go.
He's on Twitter, at Jason Cole 62. That is at Jason Cole 62. He'll be drinking coffee and writing the Jets We Didn't Start the Fire. J. Cole is always buddy.
So angry right now.
Good work, buddy.
Your teeth, you say my name. Later. Bye.
We'll talk to you next week. See you, buddy. There goes Jason Cole.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Coming up next, we'll have more from the NBA as the Kings might not be lighting the beam anymore. Oh, it's so sad. But also, looking ahead to the NBA draft, someone declared today that's the guy I want if I'm picking 9th, 7th, 3rd, or 1st. Who is it? We'll tell you next. Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
True.
Basketball's a funny game.
Yeah.
6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and there it looks like there will be no beam lighting. There will be no lighting of the beam. There will be no beam. There will be no lighting. There will be no nothing. The Pelicans, unless they light one in New Orleans, are beating the Kings right now without Zion, 97-77. All five starters for the Pelicans are in double figures. It's been a big night for De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis, and that's about it. But you have the Pelicans shooting 52% from the floor, and this has been a runaway. The Pelicans have steadily pulled away in this one from the middle part of the second quarter. And this is shot. I did not see this coming. This clearly had a, hey, they're going to quit. No Zion. Look at the Lakers, what they did to them. Yeah, they're done. And here they are now with a 20-point lead with 6 minutes to go in the game.
Yeah, I don't know so much quit. Just were you banking on such an effort out of Ingram when he was such a non-factor in the last game, right? Sitting down for almost the final 8 minutes because of the ineffectiveness. He's at 22, 5, and 6 tonight and a plus 14 when he's on the court. Valanciunas, 19-12. That first half was absurd. You know, how efficient he was, the scoring off the bench. It's just been a clinic. And for the last 4.5 minutes, they've just run the Kings off the court and taken their soul. So, yeah, just there's no beam lighting.
You guys know the biggest lesson we're taking away from this game, right?
Wait, no, don't listen to any predictions.
That the Lakers are back. No, it's the Lakers are back. It's what he's going to say, that the Lakers are back.
No, it's actually how bad the bleeping Warriors are.
Well, there's that too. Yeah.
Think about it.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Does this mean you hate their team and want them to blow it up more after watching what the Pelicans did to the Kings? 877-99. But no, just a clinic here. But in New Orleans, I got to imagine there's some kind of drinks downtown that they'll set on fire for you.
Oh, yeah, but that's every day. I mean, that's like...
But it might maybe it goes...
It doesn't
matter.
Maybe
they ratchet it up. It goes a little higher.
They could win this game or not. They'll still put flamethrowers in front of cocktails. It doesn't matter. Like, it's a, oh, we won. Oh, we lost. I'll still put a flamethrower in front of a cocktail.
See, I thought maybe it would be a Leo DiCaprio-like flamethrower in this instance.
So we'll have more on this game coming up in a few minutes. But look, the difference in this game, the bench scoring, the Pelicans bench outscoring the Kings 34-10. It's been all the difference in the world for this.
Didn't let C.J. McCollum shoot. Anyway,
no, McCollum's got 7, right? Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, he's only taken 6 shots. After the other night, you're not doing that again.
But this might sound crazy, but the guy I want in the NBA draft more than anybody else declared for the draft today. I want him if I'm picking 9th, if I'm picking 7th, if I'm picking 3rd, if I'm picking 1st. Now, granted, I don't know all the European players that are going to go number one as much as I need to know them, but the guy I want is Stephon Castle of UConn. I don't know why anybody would want someone other than him. He's got everything. He's got a great offensive game. He is okay in any system. He was really good this year when he was okay being the fourth or fifth option at times, but there's still games he took over. He is an incredible defensive player. Look, as great as he was, you watched him shut down the heater that Terrence Shannon was on all through the Big Ten tournament and into the NCAA tournament. Castle is that good. He is just that good. And I don't know why you would want somebody else other than him, because he's so ready to be an NBA big-time contributor on both ends of the floor. He has the great build. He's got the big wide span arms. Width is what I'm looking for. He could be like a better OG Anunoby, who could come in immediately and defensively transform your team while getting his points wherever he gets them offensively. Because he's not a great shooter. He's not a great jump shooter. He's not going to hit a lot of threes. But everything else this guy does is fantastic. You can plop him right in, and he will be terrific. Like, he's the guy I want over everybody else.
Does everything. Right now, I'm seeing him in mocks. He's going to be a trailblazer, which is good for us because we get to watch a lot of trailblazer games in the studio on a nightly basis. But, yeah, 6'6", the fact that he's only 19 and has already made a name for himself. The curiosity is, if you really do the deep dive for this draft, it's kind of dismissed, right? We look at Reed Sheppard and a couple of players that kind of break through. But otherwise, it's the global draft of 2024. So they should start doing the vignettes during the NBA playoffs. Get ready to know your new players, because there's a lot of foreign-born players coming to the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, look, and I'll be the first guy to tell you, I'm not as up on those guys because I haven't been paying attention yet. Now, I understand that there's a couple of bigs that are coming in, and there's people that like Donovan Klingon. I get that, and Zach Edey, and I get that, but so much of the NBA now is dictated by the guards and guard play, and why wouldn't you want a guy that can come in and affect the game on both ends of the court right away, that can fit into any system? I mean, I don't know. That's funny. I don't know why. I'd take him number one. I mean, again, I don't know. I would take him number one because he's just that good a guy. I'm so sure that he's going to be a terrific NBA player for a long time.
6'6", 6'7". Yeah, you get the extra couple inches because the other players that are being mocked in that same area are all like 6'2", 6'3". Same position.
Exit out by the Fresca exit, Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Carmen. Coming up next, big stuff out of the NBA, Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.